quit now.
Nah.
Keep going.
Keep going.
We finishing strong.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, written in 1886, gothic horror novella by Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson. An English professor who has been studying historical journals and texts that detail the events of the criminal trial for a man named William Brodie in the late 1700s. Brodie, a man from a family of Edinburgh's upper society with a good day job, was caught, tried, and hanged for serial theft and inspired the 1886 horror story, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I've never read Stevenson's works, but I know the Bemidji States has been a little Jekyll and Hyde. Long stretch early in the season where they played great. Long stretch middle to end of the season where they didn't. None of that matters now. Right the ship, play better this weekend, finish strong, start the playoffs on a high note next week. Finishing strong might be hard to do with a bye week last week, but 2 weeks ago, Bemidji State got a taste of the playoffs. They also got a taste of winning.
Mavericks will now carry it into the offensive zone. Poke check free there by Oliver Peer. Peer, two on one. Peer with speed along the left side. Peer to the left side. Circle comes in. Shot. Shoot. Scores! Oliver Peer! 26 seconds in and Bemidji State will win it!
Finish strong, yeah.
Oliver Peer went wide left and snuck it in underneath the pads of Alex Tracy. What a shot! Bemidji State wins it.
Well, we played really good. You know, I wish we had, you know, I wish we could have generated a little more scoring. You know, they probably wish they could, you know, as well. But ice was really hard that week, and it was playoff hockey. It was March hockey.
Senior weekend, the final weekend of the regular season, the playoffs start a week from tonight. Does it matter if Bemidji State wins this weekend? No. Strictly from a geography standpoint, doesn't matter, unless maybe it's to Bowling Green. Doesn't really matter where Bemidji State plays next weekend. They know they'll be on the road. They know they'll be the underdog. But if they're playing well going into it, they don't care.
I had a feeling when we did our preseason rankings, like we know the personnel. Like we kind of know, like I think I said, it's going to be the tightest this league's ever going to be. And I really believe that, and it's played out that way. And but holy moly, you never think that five teams are... I'll have a fighting chance last weekend.
Going into the final week of the CCHA regular season race, there are five teams that are mathematically alive to win the regular season title. St. Thomas, one of those teams. The Beavers will get the best from St. Thomas tonight. Will St. Thomas get the best from Bemidji State this weekend? We all certainly hope so. Corner Bar pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.